Well, in this year's federal budget, students have been left out of the national agenda yet again. But it's not all bad news. Eduardo Jordan has more.
This week, everyone is talking about the federal budget for next year, and it was a surprise in some areas. The higher education sector and students, again, were not included. National President of the Council of Australian Postgraduate Associations, Natasha Abrahams, says it's disappointed but not surprised about the move.
We're just a little disappointed to be excluded by the federal budget. So the government has done a lot of damage to higher education over the last 6 months, which is reaffirmed rather than addressed by the federal budget. There were $2.3 billion worth of cuts to universities announced in December, and there are changes to student loans on the table, which would see some Australian postgraduate students at public universities paying the equivalent of a house deposit upfront for their tuition. So it's hard to believe that the government cares about providing opportunities when they all but ignore students, except for when they remember that they can make cuts to students in order to offset the impact of their vote-buying tax cut.
Ms. Abraham says most postgraduate students don't get enough support to help them through their studies.
Postgraduate students enrolled in coursework degrees are only occasionally eligible for study payments, and their course has to be approved as the fastest pathway or the only pathway to gain an entry-level qualification for their profession. Meanwhile, postgraduate research students aren't entitled to access any study payments from the Department of Social Services. So there are living allowance scholarships which can be provided by the government, universities or industry, but it's a really competitive process to actually get these scholarships. So overall, you have most postgraduate students, regardless of their level of poverty, unable to access study payments.
While there's nothing for postgraduate students this time, additional funding for research may benefit them in the future. On Tuesday, the federal government committed funding for the Research Infrastructure Investment Strategy with $4.1 billion over the next decade. Ms. Abraham says this seems the only value for postgraduate students in the budget.
The Chief Scientist's 2016 National Research Infrastructure Roadmap made recommendations on what Australia needs in order to support innovation in the future. So research infrastructure here refers to the assets, facilities and services required to support scientific research. And scientific research has a broad definition. It's not just hard sciences. One recommendation of the roadmap is about committing to training for researchers, and that would include doctoral students. There was a bit of frustration among researchers that the government has been sitting on the roadmap since 2016 without providing funding for it, but the funding that has been allocated in the current budget is a huge step in the right direction.
CEO of Science and Technology Australia, Kylie Walker, says funding to science is a big step in this budget after being neglected for many years.
Over some years now, investment in science and technology has been declining in Australia. Public investment in both the research and the facilities that enable that research to take place has been declining in real terms. We saw a halt to that with this budget. So we've seen a return to indexation for our major agencies that do scientific research, like CSIRO, the Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation, and Geoscience Australia. We've also seen, though, an intention to invest strategically over the next decade or so in the really important facilities that enable our research to take place. So we're talking here about particle accelerators where, for instance, a breast cancer researcher might be able to advance their technology, or the research vessel to Antarctica where atmosphere researchers might be able to gather data. So that infrastructure is really, really important, but it's been on an uncertain funding cycle for a long time now, for many years.
And studies are not only done by academics, but also by postgraduate research students who, according to Ms. Abrahams, significantly contribute to the community.
Postgraduate students, despite not receiving all that much support, do contribute a lot to our communities. Research students are actually responsible for the majority of research hours in Australia. And even as researchers in training, they bring innovation, industry collaborations, and they create new knowledge, and that benefits all of us.
And that story was by Eduardo Jordan.